You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Voters will elect three Sedgwick County commissioners this year to represent the 1st, 4th, and 5th districts. The 4th district is the only one with a primary next week. KMUW's Deborah Schar talked with all four candidates. Today we hear from the Democrats, who hope to bring diversity to the county commission.
Michael Kennard entered politics 32 years ago when he ran to represent Sedgwick County's 1st district. He didn't win that election, but the experience ignited a desire for public service he's been chasing ever since. This year's campaign for the 4th District is his third attempt at becoming a county commissioner.
Sedgwick County Commission lacks diversity, and so I felt that I can get in here and present some things that are not being said, viewpoints that are not being expressed.
Kennard is the owner of a photography and video production company. This is his sixth political campaign. Last fall, he lost the general election for the District 1 seat on the Wichita City Council.
After the city race, I was approached by some community leaders to look at running for the county. At first, I said, no, I've had enough of this politics. I'm done.
Then, after some soul searching, Kennard made the decision to run. His Democratic opponent in the primary is Lacey Cruz. This is her first political campaign. She, too, received encouragement to run from female lawmakers.
Everybody has been so encouraging, and they have just sort of guided me along the way, what to do, what not to do, you know, who to reach out to. I do feel supported by our female legislators right now.
Like Kennard, Cruz thinks she can make a difference because she brings a different viewpoint to the county commission.
I think Sedgwick County needs a fresh perspective. When I started researching what the county does and the services that they provide, I just didn't feel there was a good representation of someone like me.
Cruz works for a hospice company and describes herself as an advocate for senior citizens. She gained civic experience by helping organize the two women's marches held in Wichita following the 2016 presidential election. Winning a seat on the county commission is one more way for her to stay involved in the community. It has been 8 years since the county had a female commissioner. Just 5 women have served throughout the commission's 65-year history.
We don't see ourselves in those positions. If we don't imagine ourselves there, it's hard for us to really picture ourselves sitting in that seat. And we have been conditioned to think that white male businessmen are the only people who can run our government, which just isn't the case.
Cruz and Kennard say workforce development, helping small businesses thrive, and listening to constituents are their priorities in the 4th District. Both say investing in the community will improve opportunities and outcomes.
I think we have to make sure our small business and entrepreneurs feel supported. They have to understand what resources are available.
We have to reach out to the community and the partners in our community so that we reinvest like we need to, so that we can attract a variety of industries to our community.
For Kennard, winning a seat on the county commission means a chance to lead the discussion on the mental health issue in the community.
And what better platform than the government entity that really takes care of our health in our community, which is the county, with ComCare and our health departments.
Commissioners manage a county budget of more than $420 million each year. They make decisions on where funding goes based on a list of priorities. Both Democratic candidates would like the county to revisit the budget process.
We need to reevaluate how things are allocated. I don't feel like people and all walks of life have been considered.
I think we need to restack and relook at how these priorities or tiers are being addressed.
The 4th District covers the northwest portion of the county, from downtown Wichita to Valley Center and Mays. The last time a Democrat represented the 4th District was in the late 1990s. Tuesday's primary election will decide whether it'll be Michael Kennard or Lacey Cruz who takes a chance at reclaiming the seat in November. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.